heartbeat of America. Ohio would be our destination, our next destination. Heading west through Virginia, we ended up on Highway 50, which took us through the rural areas of Virginia, which was absolutely beautiful, through the Shenandoah mountain area. Just gorgeous, definitely warm in the summertime, but still the further west you headed through Virginia, the more the traffic thinned out, and eventually it was back down to the small two-lane and one-lane highways eventually. Still two-lane though. Highway 50, we ended up going through West Virginia. And as the dusk came on, the scenery just continued to be beautiful through the mountains of West Virginia, going through some really, really pretty scenery. Not a bad road in the mountains for being in a mountainous road. It was really pleasant, really beautiful, and again, peaceful. The whole journey seemed to be quite peaceful, which was the goal. We just wanted to stay away from the rat race, as you will, and try to feel the strong pulse, heartbeat of America in wherever we were, whether it be in the Southwest, the Midwest, the Plains, the Southeast, the Atlantic Coast, going through Virginia then, and then heading into the Mid-Appalachia area, and then see what we could continue to feel. As night came upon us, we had made it all the way to Parkersburg, West Virginia, where we decided to take a hotel that evening. And we were at the border of West Virginia and Ohio. When the daybreak arose and we got a good cup of coffee in the morning and a good early start, we continued on through Highway 50, through the southern part of Ohio, which pretty much had been the most beautiful part of the journey up to this point. Highway 50 going through the southern part of Ohio, straight across, is absolutely one of the most beautiful places I've seen east of the Mississippi River. It's just peaceful. It's tidy. It's clean. It's rural. And this part of Ohio had plenty of good weather, and the crops were looking good. And it was just a really, really nice drive through Ohio. Our goal in Ohio was to end up towards the Cincinnati area, where there's a family named the Robinson family, whom, if many of you have followed me, know that I had been embedded with the 101st in Paktika province back in 2010, up and through the mid part of August of that year. And I had done an audio on a Army soldier who was getting promoted to corporal at the time, named Corporal Jimmy Robinson. And I had done an audio interview on him and took some pictures of his promotion. And that was really enjoyable there at Forward Operating Base Boris, which was about less than a few miles from the Pakistani border, at an area that always received incoming rocket attacks. Shortly after I left, one of those attacks happened, and unfortunately, Corporal Robinson was killed in one of those attacks. I did not find out about that until later, but when I did find out, when I was down in Kandahar province, I began seeking out the family to be able to send them the audio recording that I had of their son and the photos that I had. And over a course of time, that was able to transpire. And I came to know, via correspondence, the Robinson family, the father, and one of the cousins, a young girl named Hannah Ledford. In Ohio, I want to back up a little bit. Passing through Ohio, I passed through a town called Wilmington, Ohio, which happened to be the hometown of Corporal Joshua Sams. We stopped there, had a slice of pizza at a restaurant called the Mediterranean Restaurant, and we met a man there named George Mitchell, who's a former Marine, who was very aware of Josh Sams' situation, as is that whole region there. And we just happened to come upon him and really, again, continued to feel the heartbeat of that part of the country. And we discussed some things concerning the continued recovery of Corporal Sams. Moving west from Wilmington, we headed to Franklin, Ohio, where I had touched base with the Robinson family, told them that we wanted to meet them. We arrived kind of early in the afternoon, around 4 o'clock, and they had asked us to come to the grandparents' house there in Franklin, Ohio, and have a barbecue. And we were most honored to do that. So we arrived at the barbecue at about 6:30 in the evening. There we met Jim and Kim Robinson, the mother and father of Jimmy Robinson, the soldier that was killed. We met the grandparents, who's also named Jim Robinson, and his wife Dot. And then we met Hannah Ledford, which is Jimmy's cousin. And we also met his brother-in-law, Corey Henderson, who was also a Marine, an Army soldier who had been to Iraq, which we'll talk about some things there, and the rest of his family. And we proceeded to have just a wonderful barbecue in a beautiful little small residential area of kind of a small town in Franklin, very close to Cincinnati, and just had a wonderful, wonderful evening getting to know face-to-face the entire Robinson family. Of course, there were some somber moments, but we all made it through. Jim Robinson and I, we both lost sons. He lost his to war. I lost my son, Jesse, who was a Marine, to a medical situation. So we both know pain. And so we're bound together by things. We're kind of in a club that nobody wants to join, so to speak. But I would have to say, again, through suffering, there was a kind of bonding in peace that is immeasurable, and again, something that the Lord just arranged. And for that, we're just so much better people to have been blessed by people who have suffered immensely. And we just all pretty much hold each other's hands through this walk. During the time there, speaking with the Robinson family, I was able to speak with Corey Henderson, who happened to be deployed at the same place at the same time in Beji, Iraq, when Jesse Zamora, another Army soldier from New Mexico, had been killed, which I had written a story about because nobody had loaded him onto the airplane. There was no Patriot Guard in Balad, Iraq that evening, which was extremely unusual. And this boy happened to be from Las Cruces, New Mexico, which is where I grew up, went to the same high school. And Corey Henderson and I spoke about this incident and had some very moving moments about it. And I just thought it was absolutely ironic that through the Robinson family, another big event in my life had been connected by a dot. And I need to bring out also the way I found out about Josh Sams was actually through Hannah Ledford, who had put a thing out on Facebook about a Marine from the Ohio area that had been severely injured. So this connection of the New Mexico National Guard, Corporal Josh Sams, Sergeant Jimmy Robinson, and Specialist Jesse Zamora, through all the experiences that I had had,